From the moment I heard trial.
Welcome to the Cash Considerations Podcast, the CCN 20. It's Friday. I'm on one end of the country. Newbie's on the other end of the country. And we're still doing the show. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK Can Sing. And with me, as always, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Newbie, how's things in L.A.?
Oh, it's actually probably the same temperature as it is for you back on the East Coast. Look, well, you're all overcast. We're all overcast. You look incredible. I feel incredible. So I love this. You're live at a ballpark right now, so people are getting sounds of the ballpark.
Yeah, little natural sound in the back. And I can tell you something. I haven't coached for it's been a calendar year, and I miss it. The energy in the dugout. You know, they're playing Bowie State right now, which is in Maryland. And
believe it or not, Dave, pronounced Bowie. It's spelled Bowie, pronounced Bowie. Who would have known it?
There you go.
You Bowie, better watch Maryland. Out. A foul ball comes, you're getting cracked, bro. You're in the danger zone.
I know. I heard that one and I turned. But Bowie's rocking the dugout. It's great. Like, they got all these new chants and sayings.
I'd love to see it.
Dude, they got this one girl, right fielder. She can sing. Like, she leads it, and she is singing in between batters and stuff. It's great.
Love
but,
that.
Yeah, so that's good. It is overcast. When I landed in Richmond, Virginia, it was 32 degrees.
Ooh.
It was a little cool, Noobs. I'm not going to lie. I've been cold all day.
Yeah.
But that's okay because I didn't tell Big Consig Kylie that I was coming. She's like, bro, what are you doing here?
Was she
like
shocked?
She was completely shocked.
That's amazing.
She's like, what? You know, and then her friend Mick, who I also coach, she's playing right or left field right now, is 2-for-2. She saw me. She was more excited than Kylie was. I was like, wait a second. What's going on
this
here?
Is fucked so up. It was, this is fucked up.
It was weird. I think I really caught her off guard.
I love
but,
that.
Yeah, so hopefully the rain stays away. We got softball. But we got stuff we got to take care of. Another good day. Yesterday on the show, we got people listening again all over. Thank you for listening and subscribing. It's just going to pop in your feed. You can listen to it less than a sprint, a quick commute, a trip to the gym. You won't even get all the sets in as fast as we're doing this show. So that's a good thing. Let's start with hockey because there's a very short hockey schedule today. Yep. And I sent you the plays. Oh, there's a base hit. That was big. Oh, no. Stop. Okay. Out of way, three. That's Michaela. She's 3-for-3.
She's rocking. She's rocking.
Three opposite field hits.
Abba-babbo.
New Jersey and Anaheim over, I believe, was the number, right? 6.5?
Over.
Is that what I sent you?
You got over in the hockey.
That's the over play in the hockey.
Lone
Did
play.
You have a hockey play? Because you're the hockey play. Like, you keep sneakily giving these hockey
I've
plays.
I've been winning. We've been winning, baby. We got another goal last night. So so we've been cracking them. We're going back to the player prop well. Let's see. Let's go. Ottawa,
what, you have a
Arizona.
Menu?
We'll
like,
go.
You have a menu to look at?
Well, no, I pulled up what the games are. Let's go Ottawa taking on the Coyotes. Let's go Shane Pinto of Ottawa to spray the goal. Shane Pinto going over 2.5 shots of goals. That's the play for tonight.
I mean, secretly, you've become, like, better than Don Cherry at the hockey. That's a really good one.
It's not a bad one. And also, when I saw the last name Pinto, I wanted to make a case for him. It made me want a burrito. Pinto beans always in the burrito, baby. So Shane That's Pinto sweet. Beans over the shots on goal.
Thinking of the food and the shots on goal prop. I mean, you really are working it.
I'm doing
I love
it all.
NBA, really interesting day.
Yeah.
The Lakers had exactly the game we thought they would have yesterday and barely beat the Wizards in overtime. The Wiz covered. Today's a really interesting slate, and I sent you the plays with some pluses and some minuses. Can you run them for the people real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to run them down here for you, and I'll even get the lines for you here so that we'll get you everything that you need. We'll start off. We're going Detroit plus the spot. That's Detroit getting the 8.5. That's against Cleveland. And, Dave, if you want to give any thoughts on any of them, just let me know when you want to hop in or you just want me to run down these plays for them.
Too many points in Cleveland. The Pistons coming off a really good game, outright win against the Bulls, live underdog again tonight. Not likely to win, but very likely to cover. Go.
Golden State open, 2.5-point favorites. They're up to 3. There's some rogue 2.5s out there laying it with Golden State against Toronto. Why, Dave?
Toronto stinks. Golden State does not. Golden State has been on a road trip, but they're short trips. So oddsmakers are lazy in this regard, and they keep putting up the same number. And it's not right. It needs to be more. It's not. Lay it.
Defense is optional tonight in New Orleans when the Pelicans host the Pacers over 238.5. It's already moved to 239 in some spots, so grab it while it's hot. Why are we betting over?
Both teams more of an overrun than not, and I think the Pels really score a lot tonight. They're going to put up the bigger number, but both teams go over. This kind of cruises to about 250.
Yeah, this next one we don't even need an explanation from. We're laying it with the Timberwolves. They play the Kings. You're fading the Kings. Lay it. That's it. You know?
Fade the Kings on a long road trip. Done.
Whatever the number is, lay it with the T-Wolves. Yes. And then we got a nice little same game parlay for the folks to wrap it up
that's
here.
Right.
We got Chicago taking on Milwaukee. Home dog is live with the under correlated parlay, Dave.
So Milwaukee, Chicago, go look at their last 10 or 15 head-to-head matchups. I think the under is 12-3, some ridiculous thing like that. They play them close for whatever reason. As bad as the Bulls are at times, they play the Milwaukee close, hence the short number. But this is the number that the Golden State should be, you know, on the road. And it makes no sense. So when I saw these two, I went, all right, dog plus the points. They could win the game. The game's a dead under. If you need only one play, the under's the play in the game.
Bang.
That's why I like Golden State, like less the short number.
I love it, Dave. We got anything college basketball before I let you get back to some college softball, which is really the purpose of the show?
No, I got nothing for college basketball tonight. How about you?
Let's lay it with the Red Foxes of Marist.
Where'd you come up with that?
Don't ask me why. Don't ask me how. But we're laying it with the Red Foxes. I was capping some lacrosse and then started looking at their basketball schedule. It's just screaming to me, Dave. So we're laying it. No reason other than it's a gut play. Not even a GPP general principle play. We're laying it with the Red Foxes. 1 point, 1 point favorite.
That's fantastic. I mean,
I don't know how I got
the first time in cash considerations history we have Marist, but I'm down with it. That's great.
That's what happens when I'm looking at the lacrosse board and I'm like, does Marist have other sports? I click over on the college basketball tab. I see that it's on the extra game board. We're laying it with the Red Foxes. Put some respect on their name.
You're sick. You're really sick. You got the sickness. That's great though. Before we get to the lacrosse, I just wanted to mention, I'm in Murfreesboro, North Carolina.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I had to fly to Richmond and then drive about 75 minutes to get here. There was a lot of in-between of nothing. You know what it looked like? Where you used to live.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of nothing in between nothing.
That's what and it's Casa del Nube in the middle of a field.
I took a picture and sent it. And Kelsey said, that looks like where Newbie used to live. So I was like, I'm going to talk to Newbie a little bit later.
But
it's ironic because it's problem gambling month. March is problem gambling month.
Yeah.
And the launch in North Carolina is officially next week. Mm. 10 days from now. So it's unbelievable, Noobs, when a state launches new. I landed opened up my Twitter feed and it was inundated.
Yeah.
Sign up, register now. They're taking pre-registration, which I don't understand exactly why, other than to get your information and keep it in a database and then bury you with offers.
Yeah.
So it's really strange, but I forgot that it was going to be in March. So it's really interesting. Driving here, I heard ads for FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, and Caesars in about a 75-minute drive. So people from North Carolina, if you're listening to the show, one, thank you, but two, be ready to get buried with advertising.
You're not
all right,
lying.
Weekend's a big weekend. for you, just in general. But the lacrosse is. Oh!
We got a score.
Got heads up, face running. Yes. Oh God, that was big.
What did we get? What happened? What happened?
8-3 in the fifth. This is good.
Hell yeah.
What's the lacrosse action for the weekend?
Yeah, so, it is an absolutely loaded slate for lacrosse this weekend. There's a couple plays that I was eyeing, but I'll give you the marquee game, one of the games that will actually be on TV so people can watch along and enjoy. We're going over in Maryland and Notre Dame. It's a fade of the market. The thing opened at 24.5. It's been bet down. Now it's all about the over. 22.5 is too damn low. Yes, both of these defenses are good, but both of these offenses are in the top 15 in the nation in offensive efficiency. The number is too low after it's been bet down over Maryland, Notre Dame. I bet it for 4.6 units, Dave.
So, in general, when the total moves, like, I know how to move the totals in all the other sports. Like, really, is a two-point move in a total in a lacrosse game a big move to you, or is that just an –
It's a pretty big move, and I also know the people who bet the under that brought it all the way down. And, you know, I like the handicap that brought it down at 24.5. I understand the logic around the under, but I think they're fucking wrong, Dave. There's points in this game over Maryland and Notre Dame.
I love it. I love when you do that. What are you doing this weekend? What's on the agenda for you and the fiance? Anything?
So tonight, actually, she's a little under the weather, so I'm going to be fiance of the year, getting her soup, getting her tea, getting her whatever she needs. But tonight, I'm actually heading up to Palisades. Got a little things in the work. Coach Newby might be back on the lacrosse field rather soon.
Palisades,
going to check out the Dolphins, who have some amazing gear. Palisades Charter School Dolphins is who we're checking out tonight, Dave.
Oh, wow. All right. What are their colors?
Blue. Baby blue and like roy and like a navy.
If you
blue.
Get this gig, I want one of everything.
1,000%.
I will get I'll tell them whatever you get two.
Hashtag fins up. No Tua needed. Fins up.
That's perfect. All right. That's it. That's a hell of a show. Power packed. Just under 15 minutes. I'll be in North Carolina all weekend watching softball, hanging out. People are texting me, wow, you're really making it hard. You're like the father of the year. I said, yeah, I'm the father of the year. I get here. Her teammate's more excited than I'm here, one. Two, she's not in the lineup. Three, it might rain the whole time. And four, if I don't pick up the check for dinner, it don't mean
you're
shit.
You're fucked.
That's it. That's it. All right. Send them out. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherpin at Sports Beat Hank and Stig. Sean, keep listening to the show in Maryland and tell your friends. That's it. Peace out. Have a great weekend.
How my feelings too. Changed my life with Oprah and Maya Angelou. But Scott rejected me. C'est la vie. Life is cruel. Treats you unfairly. Even so, a God there must be. Meaning me, you complete me.
Just the two of us.
Uh-huh.